and the sight of her stirred desire within him, so that he longed for her to be sweet and kind with him, and deemed that might it be so, he should forget all the evil gone by. But it was not so, for ever when she saw him, her face changed, and her hatred of him became manifest, and howsoever she was sweet with him she was hard and sour. So this went on for a while, till the chambers of his father's house, yea, the very streets of the city, became loathsome to him. And yet he called to mind that the world was wide, and he but a young man. So on a day, as he sat with his father alone, he spake to him and said, "Father, I was on the quays even now, and I looked on the ships that were high bound. And thy sign I saw on a tall ship that seemed to me nighest bound. Will it be long ere she sail?" "Nay," said his father, "that ship, which hight the Catherine, will they warp out of the haven in 2 days' time. But why askest thou of her?" "The shortest word is best, father," said Walter, "and this it is, that I would depart in the said ship and see other lands." "Yea, and whither, son?" said the merchant. "Whither she goeth," said Walter, "for I am ill at ease at home, as thou wottest, father." The merchant held his peace awhile, and looked hard on his son, for there was strong love between them, and at last he said,